seem like it begins out getting really sunny out there in California.
Yeah, it's bright. Yeah, you got that little, I think they call it a marine layer out here. And it's got to burn off before it gets crispy. You know what I mean?
Not going to get real dark again in a few minutes, is it? Like it did on Friday?
No, that was weird. I thought we were in like a solar eclipse of some sort. But no, I think it's going to just be another beautiful, sunny, not even in Southern California, like in a northern-ish California type of day.
Mm. Undisclosed location. Let's go to a location that we know of. And that, of course, is in Canada, eh? With our Canada. Favorite.
Yo.
Scene.
Yo.
Scene. Our favorite Portuguese Canadian. It is Ricardo holding it down for Packers fans north of the border. Ricardo, good morning, bud. How are you?
Good morning. I'm living the dream. Boy, that was such a good game yesterday. I had to call you. I couldn't do it earlier. I was busy. Sorry. I saw that.
It's okay.
Priorities, bro.
Yes. Yeah. No,
gotta pay the mortgage. But listen, in terms of the game yesterday, fantastic game all around. High five to everybody, even our kicker. Amazing. Allegedly, he missed a kick. I don't care. It didn't count. Let's forget about it for 1 week. The one negative I have, and that's what everyone keeps talking about, is obviously the penalties. And I know Tausch already mentioned it's early in the season. It's going to get cleaned up. But I wanted to ask Tausch something because he's the old lineman.
Okay.
I watched Sean Ryan play yesterday. I focused on him because I'm really interested about him. I don't know why. He fascinates me. He had a hell of a game. A really, really solid good game. Now I'm wondering, if Rashid keeps causing all these mistakes, we did draft an offensive tackle in the first round. Could we potentially see a little competition at the left tackle after yesterday's game? Because Sean Ryan held his own, maybe they'd be like, listen, Rashid, we love you, but we can't keep having these mistakes, these drive killers, you know what I mean? Luckily, we got away with it. We made up the yards. But going against better teams, these holding penalties are not going to last. And last year, Rashid got better with competition. Could we see the same thing rather than leave Sean Ryan where he is because he played a hell of a game and he's a great run blocker, a phenomenal run blocker. Could we see that competition move to the left tackle to get Rashid back on the horse? Because I love him, but those penalties are just killer.
Mm. Great call, Ricardo.
Rico, suave.
Rico. I don't think we're there yet. Jordan Morgan can't stay healthy. His shoulder's been bothering him. They obviously prefer him playing guard. That's where they're at. He, as Jason said, has taken little to no reps at tackle once training camp got rolling. And Sean Ryan has, I think, Brian will break down the film in great detail and get back to us on his show today. The run game has been really good. Sean Ryan's very good at that. It was about him being able to sustain and do this over the course consistently for four quarters. The Packers staff did not feel he could do that. Now he's forced to. And if Rashid Walker continues to have a bunch of penalties, then all things are up. Yeah, then you're always going to look to make sure you're getting the best play from your five. But I think as we sit here right now, I'm not even entertaining that conversation. I'm trying to get Rashid Walker to clean up a couple technical things because I don't know how many other pressures he gave up. I think it was maybe one yesterday. I thought all in all, yes, you can't live with all those penalties, and he's been penalized a bunch. But that's just where I think you just let him continue to work through this stuff because I think he's a pretty good doggone good player. And I don't think throwing Jordan Morgan out there is going to like solve any of those problems. I think Rashid will solve those problems himself.
I have no idea what Tausch said because that weird thumbs up thing showed up again while he was talking.
Do we know who's doing? Is Jesse doing that?
No, you're doing it.
When you do like when you're talking and you've got your thumb extended upward like you do in most photographs you take.
Yeah,
and you're talking like this. You're doing not like this. It's more of an angle, and you're talking. You're too close to the screen now.
Like this,
and it just suddenly pops up. No, you're like if you're like doing steps, like first this, then this, and it randomly pops up. It's so weird. This is again another reason.
So you think this is me?
It is your hand motions. You.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
I wonder what happens if you were to do a different hand motion and a different finger. If that little emoji would pop up. It's the internet. It's a free for all over there. The folks in the chat are very curious. When you put your hands on the top of your piano or your bar or whatever you're sitting behind, your hands look like hairless spiders. Hairless spiders.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah. This is. I'm so glad I'm in here. All right. We appreciate Ricardo's call. Jesse, did you have a text message that stood out and deserved to be highlighted before we get to trivia?
I sure do. From a first-time texter, AJ in Appleton. It's tiny. I got to read this to get my glasses on.
Can you make that smaller?
Okay, spider hands.
Now, if I push this, can I zoom it open and it will pop up, or is that not how this works?
When a scheme up... That is not how it works. It's a good question from AJ and Appleton. When a scheme uplifts a player like the LaFleur scheme has uplifted Malik Willis into a great game manager, does that uplift the player's skill set for the remainder of their career? Could the confidence Malik has gained over the last 2 weeks carry him into being a Geno Smith-type resurgence with another team at some point?
I'll answer this one. Abso-blankin-lutely.
Mm-hmm.
Sports is about confidence, people. It doesn't matter if you're professional, if you're college, if you're eighth grade. How do you gain confidence? By having success. You can overcome not having success, obviously. You have to fight through that stuff. But the way you grow and gain a lengthy career is by having success and the belief in yourself that you can do it. Malik Willis basically endorsed my don't play till Thanksgiving Day rookie plan in his comments after the game. He let you know I wasn't ready. And when you throw somebody out there when they ain't ready, what do you expect to happen?
Mm-hmm.
But you throw them out there because you're giving your fan base hope that you're doing that, you're going to get fired. You have to start looking at what is in the best interest of our team. And how does that fit with the players, where the player's at in their career? Malik Willis was not ready to be a starting quarterback, and that's okay. What's not okay is for an organization to shove him down your throat and hopefully he learns and figures it out. Well, not everybody does it that way. So I think this is just another stark reminder. I don't think the Packers wanted to play Malik Willis, but what they did is they found a way for him to gain some success with the team having success, and that's why the Packers are a successful organization and why the Tennessee Titans are not. That was on clear display. If I'm a Titans fan, how on earth do you get up this morning and have anything to say but, what the hell are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
We just get rid of this guy. We're going to cut him, and he comes into our stadium and outplays our quarterback by a large margin. What does that tell you? Organizationally, you better have some really – you talk about what Matt LaFleur and those boys had last year, hard conversations – if I'm, what's the owner's name down there? Strunk?
Amy Strunk.
Strunk better be having a monster meeting today saying, what are we doing? Because that should be a wake-up call of embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
That you let somebody that you didn't deem worthy of even being on your team, that you just drafted, and they come in here and completely outshine you when they've only been in this system for 2-3 weeks? That lets you know, organizationally, I'm failing. They're not. What are they doing? Yesterday was a crystal clear example of that.
And I give that a digital thumbs up, because that was a great point that
is
you made.
Is that this?
I don't know how to do it, though. The amazing thing is you don't either.
And I thought that I have no clue how those are coming up. Is it just AI and this machine saying, boy, old T had a great point, and I just do it because I'm not hitting a button? Now I'm trying to get it. And
yeah, you can't get it. Yeah.
When we got you set up with this for going out west, we actually gave 565 Analytics some extra controls to manipulate throughout the show.
Yeah. They've been good. 565's having a hell of a year. Been very unbiased and doing a nice job, especially this week.
not what they were saying. Not what you were saying last week. All right. So
no, I did not.
We need to get to trivia. Tausch is going to tell us about Prize Picks in a second, which, by the way,
Not great.
As bad as Will Levis was, he went more, not less, in terms of yardage. which was not helpful to old
how on earth did I how on earth did I realize that Green Bay was going to get ahead by that much and they were going to be that? That's a whole nother conversation.
What we do need to have a conversation about is our next caller for trivia. Caller 13, the sports weekend recap is the category. Caller 13, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 13 plays next after Tausch tells us about Prize Picks.
Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 5 million active members. Easiest, most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And it's simple. Two or six, you pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. I had a tough one yesterday. I went Will Levis more. Boom. Daniel Jones all of a sudden is like the completion efficiency expert. He ends up rolling past the 18.5 that I had. Went with less. So not a good day for OLT, but it's a great day for you. Sign up. You get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to get that $50 bonus. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run
your
game.
Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Because I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me,
you know. I'm my own worst enemy. It's bad with you and all yourself. So irritating. Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Rodney in Janesville. Rodney, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. We'll be even better if trivia goes well for you, my friend. Tausch, I assume that your continued time in California means you will not be participating in the questioning.
I'm going to help Rodney out as much as I can.
How many do you owe us when you get back where you handle all the questions?
Zero. That's not how it works here. Question one.
Team. I disagree.
Of course you would.
How many segments do you have to work extra to make up for the ones that Chrissy has run for you?
That's not how it works here, Jason. That's
apparently not. Yes. All right. Rodney, question one is this in the sports weekend recap category of trivia. Which college football team won on Saturday night thanks to a game-tying touchdown pass with no time left in regulation and a forced fumble at the goal line in overtime? Was it Colorado, Michigan, or Wine Country College?
Colorado.
What a game.
Oh, by
the
way,
remember when we did that weekend preview and I told you Illinois-Nebraska was going to be phenomenal?
You were right.
What a game that was.
You were right.
Who won that one?
The Fightin' Bielemas won that one.
Ooh, he's got things going in the positive direction down there in Champaign, Urbana.
I got a feeling there's going to be, and I have not been paying a ton of attention. I got a hunch. There's a lot of dialogue that's been going on around Wisconsin football and how much success some of these other coaches are having is my guess.
Illinois undefeated and a top 25 team going at Penn State on Saturday night.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. That'll be a good one. What time is that game at?
4:30 Pacific. 4:30
Pacific. Yeah. Okay.
If you don't mind me interrupting, Rodney's still playing trivia.
Question two. Yeah, I forgot about Rodney. My bad, Rodney.
Question two, Rodney, is this. Which NFL team scored the most points on Sunday?
Ooh.
Was it the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Minnesota Vikings, or the Carolina Panthers?
Carolina Panthers with 36.
Indeed, a very tricky question, but absolutely true.
I thought they were so bad, Tausch.
How's Bryce Young feeling today?
Not as good as Andy Dalton.
They're very bad. They're still very bad.
The Raiders apparently are worse, and Antonio Pierce calling out players by saying that some of them made business decisions.
Yeah, I'm sure everything's going good there.
During the game.
How you doing?
Devontae Adams, please pick up a white courtesy phone. All right, question three.
Aiden O'Connell looked pretty good in the second half there yesterday.
Question three, Rodney, is this. The Milwaukee Brewers. Wow, this is a long question.
What, will they write
it? There's some nostalgia in it. It's good.
Okay. The Milwaukee Brewers. 8-run comeback win against the Diamondbacks on Sunday was tied for the second largest comeback win in franchise history. Oh, my God. The largest, a 9-run comeback, occurred against which NL Central opponent in 2004?
Oh, my God.
Used to be on Brewers Classics all the time.
Was it against Yar, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Cincinnati Reds, or the Houston Astros?
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Arr. Lock the plank. This is a preposterous question.
For a Monday? Yeah. And a weekend review?
The Astros?
What is this even? Yeah.
No, you touched it. Good job. It was instead the Cincinnati Redlegs. Tell me more about this historic comeback in 2004, Jesse.
It was a April game. It was coming off of one of the worst years in Brewers franchise history in 2003, and it really sparked kind of the start of the rejuvenation of the franchise with, I believe, Bill Hall was heavily involved in the come-from-behind victory in 2004.
It sparked the rejuvenation of the franchise?
Because they were down in the dumps at the end of that 03 season. They were setting strikeout records and won, I think, 55 games only. I mean, the White Sox put that to shame this year, but that's bad. And then they started to bounce back in 04. A couple of good starts to a season. 08 was, of course, where they really turned it.
The 2004 Milwaukee Brewers finished 67-94.
It's an improvement from the year before.
What a rejuvenation.
Hey, yeah, Rodney, don't be bitter because you got it wrong.
Thank you, Rodney. Thank you.
It started the rejuvenation. I didn't say it was the rejuvenation. It was the first thing started to look
they
good.
They came up six losses shy of losing 100 games.
Yeah, and they didn't, in large part thanks to the comeback win against the Reds down by 9.
That comeback win prevented them from losing 95 games that year.
That was a great milestone to not hit.
Rodney,
rejuvenating.
You have my apologies, my friend. You did get two out of the three right. That means you got three of the possible four entries in the drawing. And just remember that comeback win over the Reds sparked this golden age of Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Council was on that team, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Love you guys.
That was something.
I love
that
you
was
guys.
A long road. That was a long road.
All right, that is
to
it
nowhere.
For trivia.
How about that win yesterday, though, huh?
Good win. Good win yesterday.
Yes, raise sure. A Coors Light to the greatest comeback win since that 2004 memorable win over the Reds.
Indeed, and you know what? It's great to celebrate that, and then it's great to chill. You got mountains. You got a little fog rolling in. There's nothing better than chilling with a Coors Light brew, the three-step cold process, cold lagerical package, and cold filtered. So it is made to chill. You know what I love about it? It's only 102 calories. You can have a bunch of them. It is fantastic. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
I didn't know if you wanted me to say, run your game or something there. All right. I wanted to woe Nelly that question and then that claim of rejuvenation. But that wasn't the segment. It wasn't Woe Nelly. Woe Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Hey, Jesse, how far is Chrissy from being cleared to be on the radio instead of you?
Pretty close, I'd say. Well,
when's the next volleyball pre and post game?
Oh, show? My God.
I could tell you the answer.
Late one Wednesday.
When Chrissy's going to be running the show. So who's producing Thursday?
Jesse J. Nelson.
What a warrior.
Yeah,
what
just for you, Old T. If Old T can get up at 5 a.m. or 9 a.m. or 12 a.m. or whatever time it is out there, I can too.
Not early enough for TMJ, that's for sure. All right, time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Might have a Prep Mania game next week, though, and if that's the case,
I'm going to say something.
Make
so
some
you
moves.
Guys know Prep Mania, huh? Who's got a big one this week? Verona Middleton.
Verona Middleton, big one, yeah.
Yep. I'm going to say something. You guys know there is nobody that loves the state of Wisconsin more than me. I'll put my Wisconsin credentials against anybody in the world. I'm going to say this, though. Spending a little time in Utah and in California, the only thing that the state lacks is mountain ranges. And I don't know if we'll ever find that. I don't know if geologically we're going to get a push or some tectonic plates pushing or whatever does. I would love for us to get some big old mounts. That's what I'd love. What are you hammering your head for?
You can't buy a mountain range at Costco and put it into Bluff Country.
I'm talking about like tectonic plating.
You'd have to buy them in bulk.
It would. That's the only thing missing from our state is big mountains. And I remember Corey Hall used to always tell me that.
Big mountain.
And I wouldn't let him even push. And then the more you spend time around and in mountains, it's a nice little perk to have. And it's the one thing that our state lacks.
So Mount St. Helens and put it in Pewaukee.
I don't know. I don't want an active volcano, Jesse. Don't be ridiculous. And I'm not saying we're going to pull a mountain range. I'm saying if there's a way. Or
easier to annex Dubuque.
Topographically, that's what I would love to see Wisconsin garner.
So wait a minute. So if you're Mr. Wisconsin, but you want your mountains, then what is Utah lacking that Wisconsin has over
teams,
Utah?
Beer.
Culture, beer, food, cheese,
you
dairy.
Can get Coors Light in Utah. They sell it there.
At a premium.
And actually, Utah's a whole different state when it comes to that. I'm just saying, topographically, we have Great Lakes. We have Superior.
They've got the Salt Lake.
Yeah, it's nothing in the same ballpark. I'm looking out. I see a beautiful mountain range outside of our place here. And I just am thinking, man, that would be fantastic. I know we got Powers Bluff. What is our mountain range in the state of Wisconsin? What is the closest thing we have to them? Like Cascades?
Ski Brule. The Granddad Bluff in La Crosse.
That's beautiful.
That's not a mountain. It's a bluff.
No, we don't have a mountain.
But it's a range. It's a region.
While we wait for tectonic plate shifts and the like, the real question is, how many different places have you stayed in the time you've been in California?
We've stayed at a couple different places. And I'm heading south today. Today is Sarah's heading back. I'm heading south.
Moving day.
This is a new era of the trip.
Oh, so Sarah, Sarah's abandoning you.
At some point we have to parent. We can't just leave it on other people. So yes.
So does that mean your IT department, which is
I'm going to tell you this.
You
if you think
radio,
this
is
last
been, week,
if you think this has been not the greatest, wait till OG is gone.
Oh, I'm aware.
And it's just OT doing this.
Geez.
I'm not sure I'll have things charged. This is Academy Award winning presentation from
Jesse. Who do we have
standpoint.
As a backup host tomorrow?
Well,
Chrissy.
Can Chrissy be cleared
Chrissy,
in time?
Chrissy could be available. Pablo, maybe. Evan joins us at 9:30. He could probably stick around.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We have now filibustered our way
through Wonelli.
Do you guys not agree? Do you not agree it would be great to have a mountain range in Wisconsin? Like, it would be fantastic.
I do, but again, this is what makes this show great, is no one's brain works quite like yours. And no
what
one
is
ever
the closest,
thought. Okay,
is it
please
the bluffs,
continue. Yeah.
Is it the Bluffs that's the closest, or what is the closest?
I mean, there's
and
like...
I got into another argument. There's some
very argumentative.
People that are, no. There's some intelligent people I'm having conversations with, and
that,
I try to...
Wait a minute. Do you not have those every day?
Yeah.
It depends. Not when it comes to tectonic plates and this other stuff. But I feel like there's something that can be done. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't.
Do you want a manufactured mountain range in, like, you could just live near a dump?
3D printer.
No, I'm not interested in living next to a dump. Because
they build up the garbage mountains.
They do, and then they make it into, like, a ski hill.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, it's not where I'm at.
Okay.
All right, continue, Jesse.
What are you looking for from your mountain range? Do you want a ski hill? Do you just want the scenery?
No, I can't ski. It's the scenery. It's the scenicness to it.
So then what's different between like going up by the Dells where it's like, you know, the bluffs and the driftless region where you've got kind of the rolling hills of like Devil's Lake? Like there's some great views up there. Baraboo area.
I agree, but we don't have a mountain range. That's it. That's it. Like I don't have anything else. Like I can't tell you. I'm just trying to figure out what is the closest thing to that. I don't know.
That's about 8 minutes. I'm never going to get back.
Wonelli!
Jesse, do you have anything left for Wonelli?
So I met two of my friends. Beck and I went and met two of my friends at a sports book in Illinois yesterday.
Wait, she's back from Greenland
or Iceland. Yep, back from Iceland. And I was going to ditch her to go hang out with my friends and watch the Packer game. She's like, can I come? I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. So she came with.
She's so lucky.
We underestimated that the Bears and Colts were on and we were in Illinois. So that was the game on the big screen with volume. So we watched the entire Packers-Titans game yesterday. And there was a contingency of
baby
Packers
phone.
Fans there. Not on the baby phone. Sportsbook, they got all the games on everywhere. But we watched it with no volume. When is the last time you've watched a Packers game outside of being in the press box, Jason, where you didn't have volume to watch?
There's a thumbs down.
What?
You just got a thumbs down from Tausch.
I didn't even move. I didn't do that.
It reads your thoughts to the questions.
Now, let me tell you something. They don't want to read these thoughts.
Coincidentally, Jesse, yesterday.
What?
So, Sid had a soccer game in the morning, so I did Green Bay game day pregame, sitting in my car in the parking lot.
Yeah, sounded great.
And then we drove down to Oshkosh because she was going to Matt Lewis and UW Oshkosh men's basketball along with the women's basketball team. And Brad Fisher had a camp, so she went and played basketball. So in between, we watched the game at the Union at UW Oshkosh, and the TVs were muted. It was great. It was really not. I don't know how Daryl Johnston did on the call, but it was really a different experience. And they had all the TVs on the Packers game, so you could look anywhere and see it. But it was oddly enough yesterday. What a great question.
What are the odds of that?
Not very high.
Because
that's the first time I've done that in a really long time.
I heard Kugler had a good call yesterday. I would have liked to have listened to him. But instead,
Kugler Ross, he was going through the five stages of calling the game. All right, that's it for Wonelli. What, you're crossing your arms now? You hoping to generate another weird emoji? Or
I think he's afraid of generating more.
No, I'm not trying to emoji. I'm just confused where this conversation went.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's get back to the discussion of how we can create mountains in Wisconsin.
I didn't
you're
say
right.
create. I'm saying it's the one thing that I think we're missing. That's it.
If I were to add anything to Wisconsin, it would be a mountain range.
Yes.
And if we could get the tectonic plates to shift, we would have them.
Yeah,
you're right.
I love that.
Discussing
that
watching a game without volume is not nearly as connective and identifiable for other fans as I wish we had mountains.
I'm glad you finally recognize that.
I give that a virtual thumbs up that hopefully will be going across your screen again soon. We got to figure out what you're doing to make that happen. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
It's on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future.
I have to head over to Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur talking at 3 p.m. Wisconsin time. That'll be 1 p.m. West Coast time. Tausch, I want to ask him, you said it was something we couldn't fathom. Help us understand how you got Malik Willis to get to where he was yesterday and able to do what he did. What else do I need to ask the head coach?
I don't know. It's always easy to do these from your standpoint when there's a lot of negative things. You can obviously talk about the cleaning up, but just what's the difference with this defense compared to what we've seen in the past? Because yesterday was different. We haven't seen a day like that here in quite some time. This is the new standard that this defense has. So I'm already doing enough jobs. I don't need to do your job today. I'll do it tomorrow as far as figuring that out. But the first part of that, yeah, questioning. Your questions to Matt LaFleur. I don't have anything else because things are going pretty doggone good right now.
Awesome. Thanks for your help.
So you won't ask a question when things are going good? That's your philosophy?
No, I just said I like Jason's question, and I want to know about the defense. If he's not going to throw Joe Barry under the bus, but I'm curious by that. Yeah.
That'll do it for us today. Thanks for the help, old boy. We'll
I'd
do it again
to
tomorrow.
Thumbs down. How do I get a thumbs down quick before we go?
Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.